Welcome back to the Bread and Butter Podcast. I'm your host, Brecklin. Here we are back again. To go deep this time, we're covering some hard-hitting traumas, shared traumas today. We are diving into trends, the trends that made us, the trends that broke us, the trends that brought us to our knees, the trends that we did wild things to keep up with. Like I said, I'm sorry to throw around like the term shared trauma, but like we've all been there. It's trends lend themselves to kind of this like generational curse because, and a blessing. I will say a generational blessing as well, because it means you always have something to bond over when someone is kind of near your age. It's just kind of like a coming of age ritual to be able to like look back on things that you wore or things that you said or things that you thought were really cool and be able to laugh and like, but also to like feel that like internal cringe that just makes you want to like go hide in your closet. It's just part of growing up. And I feel like it is truly one of my favorite things to do. And maybe that's because maybe it's a coping mechanism. Honestly, for all of us, this is probably just a coping mechanism that we're able to like look back and laugh. But I'd rather look back and laugh than look back and cry or like not be able to look at pictures of myself like previously. If you've ever had that experience, I am so sorry, because I know what it feels like to see a picture of you in your younger years and be like, I almost can't look at it. Like it's almost too painful to be like, yep, that's the outfit I chose and left the house in. Like I totally get it. And you know what? Let's come at this from a place of love and acceptance, and we love our younger selves. They were doing the best that they could with what they had, and we had some whack things to work with. So we're coming out of this judgment-free. We're here to laugh, we're here to cry, here to bond. Thank you for being here for another week. Let's just start right in. Honestly, we're going to skip over life updates because I have none currently. We're going to start off with trends that I escaped and that you might have escaped. And you know what? There's no holier than thou going on here. If I escaped this trend and you didn't, we have no beef. We're here to love. Here to laugh, here to live, laugh, love, honestly. Okay. Trends that I escaped it still kind of like brings me comfort that I escaped some of these things, like the glassless glasses of middle school. That personally, it brings me a lot of comfort. I also escaped the long feather earrings. Do you guys remember those? They would like, I feel like they were probably mostly clip-ons, but they would have like long like dangly chains. It was kind of part of that like shabby chic, like chabby, is it chic, chic? I feel like I always pronounced it chic, but kind of like the shabby, like almost boho. It was kind of in the same realm as like those big thick headbands that you'd wear just like straight across your head. I escaped those, which it brings me peace at night. The zebra and the duct tape everything were trends that I escaped, and I'm better for it, for having escaped. I will say I don't think I had the duct tape wallets like a lot of people did. I never had like the bougie, like mustache duct tape that never graced my locker or any of my like folders, like in school. Do you guys remember like decorating your folders with duct tape? Decorating your folders was actually a really big deal now that I think about it. I feel like I look back and people's folders, like we weren't allowed to have much, but that was like where we channeled all of our self-expression, was like into these like three ring binders that held all of our assignments. Like I remember being like, oh my gosh, like what's on their binder? Like what's on her binder? What's on his binder? Not that the boys were, did they decorate their binders? I feel like probably no. Yeah, I did escape that, but it's time, those were brief, right? Like my list of things that I escaped is brief, but I did want to mention them. I feel like it's nice to start with what I'm proud of myself for before we dive into the things that a lot of us did not escape. Let's start out with the pure fact that we as adult women, we wear less clothes now than we did when we were like 12 and 13. As an adult woman, I wear probably 50% less clothes than I did as like a 12 and 13 year old, simply because of the massive amount of layering that was going on. There were the tank tops. There were, what were they called? It was like Molly's. I feel like Molly's was a brand. There was like the lace camis. Oh, the Hollister with like the low button, like the button up, the little Hollister, and then you'd layer it. Then you'd layer, and then you'd layer a couple necklaces, like the kind of like surf, like little bead necklaces. How were we walking around with all of the clothing that we were wearing? It was a lot. Like, it was a lot for like young girls to be like carrying around, like the pure like fabric burden. I did also the feathers in the hair. So I escaped the feather earrings. I was clear on that. I did not escape the feathers in the hair. I have a very vivid memory. My mom and like, I think it was like all of her sisters, like, so a lot of my aunts, we went and got, you could get them kind of like, it was kind of like the permanent jewelry of the day. You'd go and get it kind of like crimped into your hair. And they were just like really, I mean, I feel like people are getting like bright pink. I think I got mine blue or green and like crimped like way like in the kind of like at the nape of my neck, crimped into my hair, and it stayed in for like a couple months, which honestly, I feel like it's kind of fun. Like, would not do feathers again, but I feel like kind of a fun concept. So yeah, definitely had the feathers in the hair. While we're on the topic of hair, I did not escape the side swoop bangs. I never had the kind of like Bieber swoop, because I know there were girls who, you know what, no one's perfect, but they had the like full on like hard like over like side part and then the swoop. Did not have those, but I had kind of like the chunky like goes to your chin kind of like side swoop bangs, and I can 100% blame Hallie Parker for that. She was everything I wanted to be. Like, give me a jean jacket and some side swoop and I was good to go. Oh, the Kool-Aid summer streaks. Did that multiple times. My parents hated it, but every summer I just could not help myself. I will say though, I always did the blue instead of the pink, because I was not like other girls. I did not have the pink streaks. I would do like an under layer of my hair, and my hair was always kind of bleached out from swimming. I'd choose like an under layer of my hair, and I would dye it like that bright teal blue. It would last way, way longer than it should have. I don't know if my hair is like super porous. It would last for months, and then it would fade because I have kind of this dirty blonde hair. It would fade to this horrible green and just stay like that for months, and it didn't bother me. I was not bothered at all. I just braided into my little braids. It was great. Let's take a second and talk about coconut oil. We're moving on from hair. Well, not really, because what did we not put in our hair when it came to coconut oil? Let's talk about coconut oil. Coconut oil almost ruined all of our lives. We were told that it would cure every ailment. We rubbed it on our skin. We put it in our hair. We put it in our mouth. Do you remember like the coconut oil swishing, like to whiten your teeth? I think it's called oil pulling. I think people still do it. So maybe there's some truth to this, but coconut oil was everywhere. I had like a gigantic tub of coconut oil, used it as often as I could for any ailment. It was tanning oil. It was all of the things. I remember, because I had always had damaged hair from chlorine. I like handful of coconut oil all through my hair. I like started at the roots, worked it in all the way down to the tips of my hair, and it was a helmet. I couldn't shower. I showered probably 4 times. The shampoo and the water were just like ping, like off my coconut helmet, and like could not penetrate my oily hair. I was in high school. Okay. I was not like in middle school, like experimenting. Like, I was full on in high school. I get out of the shower. There's nothing I can do. Like, I know it's not coming out. Like, I know it will be like a week before I get all this coconut oil out. I like scrape a comb through my hair. I kid you not. The comb lines lasted from like the crown of my head all the way down to the tips. Like, that's how greasy it was. Like, I walked down the stairs I looked like Ichabod Crane, and my mom just said, "Goodbye, my beautiful daughter. Have a good day at school." And I just had to like walk through the halls and like know that I looked like that. And no one was educating us on these things. We were out there wilding with the coconut oil. And then along with the coconut oil, do you remember the kind of like wild, I feel like it was like a YouTube phase where people were like, how to grow your hair 6 inches in a month. And then they'd post like before and afters, and they'd be like, I'm not lying. Like, look, I like drew with Sharpie. I remember being like, that can't be real. But they're like, no. Like, I drew with Sharpie where my hair was. Here's all the things that I did. Now look how long it is. It's been 2 days. And you're like, I was taken in. I will admit, I'll admit to laying upside down on my bed with my head hanging off the end with coconut oil in my hair, waiting for the blood to flow to my roots to grow my hair. And I really thought it was doing something. I was going to come out Rapunzel if it killed me. When I look back at just all of these things that we would do, what sticks out to me the most is that I genuinely feel like discomfort was it was non-negotiable. Things were set up. It's like, you must be as uncomfortable as possible. That was genuinely the goal. Like, you think of like those headbands, like, do you remember kind of like the claw headbands that were like zigzaggy, kind of like spiky? Do you remember how you'd put those in? You'd stretch it over your neck, like pull all your hair out the side so it's just around your neck like a necklace. First of all, you could wear as a necklace, which was a double. Double whammy, doubles as a choker. And then you'd jam these little zigzag spikes up into your hair and push it back as far as possible. Why were we out there doing that? And there were like things like, do you remember the side backpack? It was kind of like a cute, like off the shoulder type, like a rucksack. Like, what are they called? I remember only carrying my backpack on one shoulder because I had the two straps. I had the traditional backpack. My mom would not get me like the side one. And so I was like, fine, I'll make my own backpack into the cute side backpack. Turns out, I remember my mom finding articles that was like, these are messing up kids' backs. Like, they were so, like, the heaviness on, like, one side of the little body was, like, throwing off their back, like, throwing off their balance. But we did not care. I would walk, like, the 2 miles home from school with my book-filled bag on one shoulder. Would not use both. There were the cornrows and the clips. Just everything was like little and hard and like pinchy. I remember feeling like to be a truly, you know, they talk about like being like, oh, like a truly accomplished young woman. You know, back in the day, you'd be like, oh, I play the piano and I embroider and I versed in the languages and whatnot. For our day, you needed to be able, it was a whole different skill set. You needed to be able to do perfect half like twist cornrows on just half your head. And it was a legitimate skill. I would spend, I feel like upwards of an hour sometimes getting like the perfect twists. And it really was an art. You couldn't do the chunks the chunks of your hair too thick, or the clip wouldn't hold it. You couldn't do it too thin because then you'd look ridiculous. It was kind of like French braiding where you had to like keep gathering the hair as you went along. Those were the kind of skills we were expected to pick up that no one taught us. We were just picking them up off the street. We have to give ourselves a little bit of credit for that ingenuity because I think back like the time that I would spend on my hair and like the discomfort that I just like would just kind of like brush off, be like, oh, that's just like part of the outfit. Things were so uncomfortable that I look back and I'm like, did any of us really have sensory issues? Or were we just raised in the time where our moms were really buying us popcorn shirts, putting it in our closets and saying, hey, look how cute this is, wear this. Just food for thought. You know, this was the water we were swimming in. How are we to know? As far as things that I would like to come back, I will say things that were comfortable that I miss to this day, I would like Toms to come back. I know they stunk to the high heavens. They reeked. but I miss Toms. I only got to wear mine for like a year, and then Converse came in and it took it all away from me. Ruined my life. Here's the thing. Converse is all fine and well for those of you who have like a fun like arch in your foot. But for those of us with like flat feet, like the flat feet girlies, we just have to watch from the sidelines. Converse are the most uncomfortable shoe I have ever worn, but I wore them for years because it fit the aesthetic. It fit that I'm not like other girls' aesthetic. I will say I never stooped so low as to wear it with like a formal dress to a dance. I was able to escape that one, but yeah, I wore Converse in all the colors that I could. Sometimes if I was feeling a little bit extra like pick me, I would doodle on like the toe because I was an artsy girl. So yeah, still just justice for the flat feet girls who can't wear Converse because we really went through it. We went through it for our craft. I remember running the mile for school in Converse on the freaking yellow wood that we all had in our gyms. That probably like wreaked havoc on my knees that I'm still dealing with today, genuinely, or my ankles. We all had twisted ankles because of Converse. And the high top people, you do have my respect. I never was a high top girl, could not get my foot through that freaking canvas tube. So I was always a low girl. What are they called? Low tops? Could never do the high tops, but if that was you, you have my respect. Okay, a couple other things that I would like back besides Toms. I think I'm ready for Gauchos back. I had like a chocolate brown pair. And looking back, I don't know why Gauchos went away. What did they ever do? They had the high waistline. They had like the stretchy kind of like almost like a belly band that was comfortable. It had like the like squiggly sewing that like made it stretchy but like still like holds you in. Super breezy. We weren't feeling constricted at all. I'd like my Gauchos back. I feel like since the Gaucho era, pants have really only gone downhill. Okay, we haven't made improvements. There were the mom jeans. Mom jeans had some potential, but they just can't measure up to Gauchos. Some other just kind of casual things that, you know, were in wardrobes around the world while we were growing up. Corsets. I am not making that up. Corsets. And they're back. They're totally coming back. I'm seeing girls on TikTok in corsets. The kerchief top. Oh, okay. Not something that I ever ran into because hashtag Utah, but I applaud the women with that kind of tenacity. I can't imagine. That is true bravery, and you will never catch me being that brave. Oh, I'm going through my notes, some other things that have me a little cringed out. Do you remember the peasant hats? That's probably not the right term for me. It's the only way I can think of. Basically like the same hat that Dimitri from Anastasia wore, but we all had one. And we all had them in different colors. Sometimes they were camo. Sometimes they had a little bling. Definitely the camo with the bling was kind of like the mom look. And then us girls had the more colorful ones. I had a teal one. Sometimes when I was like feeling spicy, I'd add a giant fake daisy clip onto it. Just clip it to the hat itself, because that's what you do. I usually kind of paired it with like a peasant type blouse, which was definitely my look back in the day. And then some cargo capris, which looking back really just kind of looked like 1800s underwear. And that was the outfit for my special occasions. I've only started wearing hats again as an adult when I cut bangs as a freshman in college, because I was so scarred from hats and what I looked like in those hats. It took me a while to come back around. Other things that I've made a note of. The plaid shorts in every color of the rainbow with a button down top. It was like Britney Spears, hers was cute, right? Like the blue and the black, I forget what music video was. She did it cute. We took it and we ruined it. We turned it into Bermuda shorts instead of a cute mini. I think if I remember right, I had like an olive green and pink plaid Bermuda shorts. That's a lot to take in, so I'll repeat it quick. Olive green and pink plaid Bermuda shorts. And by the way, you could pair this with any color of shirt. Doesn't matter, because apparently, back in the day, olive and pink were neutrals. They go with anything. And so I would. I would pair it with any button-down shirt that I owned and call it a day. A couple of current trends that I'm embracing, that I'm appreciating, is cargo pants. I'm here for the cargo pants. I've always been kind of a cargo pants girl anyway, and it feels kind of like returning to simpler times. I will be really careful, though, to not pair them with flip-flops like we used to. And I'm also going to, you know, be steering clear of the cargo capris. Those were the pant that it dominated my closet, the cargo capris, which I don't think you could pay me enough money to wear capris ever again. May we never see the return of capris, ever. I don't want to see them in any fabric. I don't care. I don't want yoga capris. I don't want jean capris. I don't want any of them. I don't even want pants cuffed too high that they may be mistaken for capris. It's time to move on from capris. They never did us any favors. Sneakers are another thing that I just am grateful for. I'm like, what a time to be alive. I'm here for the sneakers, here for the comfy. Never jumped on like the gigantic like chunk sneakers, but love me some good sneakers. Kind of actually digging the kind of like thinner sneakers coming back in right now, kind of like the Adidas? I feel like those are super cute. The more like form-fitted, they almost look like they almost give like soccer vibes, and I think those are really fun. So really here for the sneakers, for the comfy sneakers. For the skincare, I feel like skincare is the scene, and it has been for a while. Like at least, I would say at least 5 years, we've been like skincare girls, and I love it. I love slathering on my SPF, icing. I've only done that a couple of times, but I will say it's something that I definitely want to get more into because it feels so good. I need to figure out the, like, I know there are probably guidelines around like how long you should ice because I don't have an ice roller. I really just like grab an ice cube and I ice my face until it's gone. But is that too long? Like, is that exposing my skin to ice for too long? Like, I know I've read they're like, oh, like don't put your face directly on ice. And I'm like, is that like really that important? Like, am I really dangerous? I don't want to like cold damage my skin. So yeah, definitely still figuring that out. But loving the skincare and loving the brows. I overplucked my brows chronically through high school. And I have really thick, kind of chunky, dark brows, which I absolutely love now. But in high school, good night. It was criminal, the amount of overplucking. Actually, my first dance ever, I went to prom, pulled off. I was so overenthusiastic about plucking my eyebrows. I pulled off like the last half of my eyebrow, just gone, completely gone. And on, I want to say it's my right eyebrow, I already have like kind of a shorter, it's like a shorter eyebrow because I have a scar there where hair just like won't grow. So I already have kind of like one eyebrow that's shorter than the other. And then I straight up just pulled off the tail end completely. So for my literal first dance, my first date, I had to draw on the end of my eyebrow with eyeliner. Not even like cute brow stuff, just straight up eyeliner. Still recovering, honestly. Like I still panic every time I pluck my brows. It's always roulette to me. I just am so afraid I'll like misstep and just pull off my eyebrow. But yeah, loving the big brows. Let's talk some things that I'm confused about. I need someone to explain gym wear to me. Ladies, what is going on with the gym wear? It's too confusing. What's the vibe? I know we have like the big t-shirt, like pump cover with the kind of like cute bike shorts, but then there's like the, I get the full sets, like those are easy for me to follow, but not following a lot of weightlifting fashion. Also, you could not pay me enough to wear the bike shorts that are supposed to ride up. I'm so sorry. There must be some strong stuff in your pre-workout to have you loving those. Another trend that has me just beyond confused, the off-the-shoulder jackets. I get why the off-the-shoulder is cute, but it's like, I know you're putting it off the shoulder on purpose. Like, does that make sense? Like, I get like styling it for like a picture or something, like cute off the shoulder, like cute pose. But when it's like so off the shoulder and you're like kind of like hunching to like one side to like keep it off, I mean, that's commitment. I don't understand. Honestly, no judgment. I applaud you, but I don't get it. Like, I need it explained to me, because I know they're not really out there like designing jackets meant to come off the shoulder, are they? With like these like insanely like wide necklines. Like, you're purposely like keeping it off one shoulder, right? Like, am I missing something? Just some food for thought, and also things that keep me up at night. You guys did send in a couple of things that we'll discuss. Some trends that deserve an honorable mention from you guys. Starting with my absolute favorite, because this is a trend that I also partook in. The at-home spa treatments were rampant and wild and completely unchecked. And if you were like me, you would do anything that people told you. I did the eggs in the hair. I mean, everyone tried the cucumbers on the eyes at some random girl's night. Yeah, so this girl, she did bananas in the hair. And I've been there. I definitely did that. I did like the oat mask, bananas. I think when I did it, I had a mix of bananas and oats, worked it into my hair, which is interesting because that's basically like the smoothie that I enjoyed in later years. So I just basically took my morning smoothie, worked it into my hair, and then sprayed hot water on it. So this girl had the bananas in the hair. She said she rinsed them out and they wouldn't go down the drain, which you must not have done your due diligence in like mashing them up. Blending is definitely the way to go. You must have used a fork, which, you know, it happens to beginners. But she said bananas would not go down the drain, and so I just left them there, and the cleaning lady found them, and they looked like gigantic boogers that wouldn't go down the drain. She said my mom called and apologized over and over, and we were so embarrassed. Oh, I feel for you. I've been there. For me, when I did the banana thing, you know, like those strings on bananas, like when they're super ripe and they have kind of like these like little almost like hair-like fibers. Yeah, I was picking those out of my hair for weeks afterwards. And my hair didn't grow at all. Did not look shiny and bouncy like I thought it would. It just looked like I put bananas on my hair, which I did. Okay, one of you said that you wore like your white socks folded down like bobby socks, like going off the 50s trend. Wore your bobby socks folded down with black ballet flats. See, here's the thing about this. I feel like at least you're making your own trend. Like, you are a trend setter. We probably all went home and bought bobby socks and the ballet flats. Actually, the ballet flats, I hope not to live long enough to see them return. And I know that they will. But the amount of Sundays that I wore either brown or black ballet flats just hurts me. They were so uncomfortable. They were so sweaty and hard, and I just hate them. But that's all we have for today, guys. Thank you for going on this journey with me. We've all come out in one piece, which I'm grateful for. We've made it through the trends. There will be more to come. I know that I'll look back Here's the thing though. Will I? I feel like I've neutralized enough that sometimes I fool myself into being like, you know what? I won't look back and be like, oh my gosh, look what I was wearing. Maybe I will. Or maybe it's just like this time blindness where I just am like, no, like I've arrived. Like we've settled. Like this is the way now. But in all likelihood, I know I'll look back and hurt a little bit, which is fine. We'll laugh it off together. We'll get through it. So thank you for coming on, for listening, for being here for another week. I will see you next week. Signing off.